She came to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta as a VISTA volunteer in the 1970s to work with youth in Congiganak. She stayed to make a life in Bethel, living off and on in the community, married, divorced. Blanche Jacobs raised three sons here, working as an X-ray technician and then as a paralegal for 25 years. She is remembered as a passionate advocate against domestic violence. Michelle DeWitt, former executive director of the Tundra Women's Coalition.
Blanche was always one of the first people every time she saw a funding opportunity that might improve the lives of people here in our community or the Delta. She would be one of the first ones to just pass that on to me. And over the years, I coordinated a lot with Blanche when she was at the district attorney's office, specifically on individuals who'd been harmed and were going through the criminal justice process. And every time she called, it was to express concern about an individual, to make sure that they had adequate support. Always she would say to me, "Michelle, it's about the kids. I'm just thinking about the kids."
Blanche Jacobs made an impression from the moment she arrived on the Delta. Vicki Malone remembers meeting her in Bethel in 1970.
She caused quite a stir. She was black, her beauty. There weren't very many black people here then. And because she had been actively engaged in the civil rights movement, and she had already come in contact and been to Washington when Dr. King spoke, she was an activist. She was right away talking to all the young people in Bethel about black power and that it's black Eskimo power. She says, you have to do what black people did. You have to take charge and advocate for yourselves. And she was very inspiring. And there were people in town that went, oh, God, she's going to stir up trouble. And I was just a really young, idealistic person. And I would say, oh, man, I think she's so rad.
Suzanne Charles also met Jacobs in the early 1970s.
I think I was 14. I was very young, still in high school. She was very open and friendly, and she just fit in right away with our group. When my father passed away, my mom named one of her sons after my dad. So he carries my dad's Yupik name. So that brought us even closer. And his name was Ayaganax. But I can't tell which son it was.
Malachi Bell is Blanche Jacobs' grandson.
My younger brother, Kylan Bell, his dad is Julian, Blanche's middle son. Apparently, she didn't know that she had a grandchild, and she ended up coming up when he was about 3 years old or something like that, and I was in first to third grade, and she ended up taking me in along with Kylan as well. So I mean, although we're not blood related, but she took me in as her own grandchild as well. So that's how I met her. All her sons treat me like their own nephews.
Torin Jacobs is Blanche's youngest son.
She always wanted to speak fluently, and whenever she had the opportunity to attend free classes that they offer in Anchorage every now and then, she would take them. And she's definitely better at Yupik than any of us boys, which is which is funny. But you know, I guess that goes to say that she like I said, she's an honorary Yupik woman. Her Yupik name was Takuskua, and I don't know what it means, but I know that somebody in Kangirinak gave it to her because they thought that she looked like somebody named Takuskua. And so Takuskua just loved to correct us in our pronunciation when she had the opportunity to, and just share the things that she learned living in the village.
Julian Jacobs is Blanche Jacobs' middle son.
Her ability to have people trust in her is why she's had such an impact on so many people's lives. And from Kalyanakh to, you know, here to Anchorage and Philadelphia and throughout the world, her impact was just massive on so many people. You know, we had people from all over the world telling us stories about who she was to us, and what she did and the things that she would address and challenge, like BIA all the way to, doing Eskimo power, whether it's direct action or whether she was doing, wanting to teach and wanting to learn. But I think her most valuable asset was that she believed that talking was a way that we all collectively think.
Andre Jacobs, Blanche Jacobs' eldest son, remembers one of her favorite songs to listen to on KYUK from his childhood.
My mom loved to hear stuff from other places, but I think that the Song of a Fisherman's Song, to me, that was a good representative of my mom in that sense, the austereness, the angelic quality, the minimalism, but yet at the same time it was still thick and chunky. And so she liked thick, chunky music, but it had a very distinctive quality and certainly was not just your normal stuff that you could hear on any pop radio station in America.
For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.